Well, he dropped it in, and then he got it off, and it wasn't a really high punt, and it didn't turn over, so I knew it was going to be, you know, you're going to have to catch it and probably make someone miss right away. But then, you know, I got upfield, and Timmy, he made a huge block. And,
legal?
No call?
Legal?
It was full. Yeah, he saved it.
Right? I didn't do anything.
Saved it. You can save it. And he saved it, and we were off to the races after that. We threw the ball a lot this week. A lot of guys, you know, came out and had some production, and you know, it was more of, you know, Tom just finding other guys as well. You know, that's how it goes in this offense. You know, 1 week it could be LaFell, 1 week it'll be, you know, Gronk, Shane. This week it was a little bit of everyone, so that's how it'll go. It started with a great week of practice. We had a really good week of practice. Guys were they were toned in. They were focused. We had great meetings, great walkthroughs. You could just see guys were dialed in, and you know, it showed on Sunday. So, you know, that's what it all starts with. It starts with practice. We emphasize fundamentals, blocking, tackling, catching, all those sorts of things throughout the week, and it translated into executing the game. I mean, the guy's he's a stud. When he made that catch, I was like, oh my God.
Left hand, one hand.
I mean, he doesn't have hands. He has like oven mitts for hands.
Hamburger helper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
talking.
You know, the ball is like a beer can in his hand. You know, that's how big his hands are. So, you know, it was always, you know, you see him make those plays in practice, and, you know, you see him do it in the game. It's like, man, he's real deal Holyfield over there. Not necessarily. You know, we had the same – they had the lead on us the year before, so it was just reversed. And, you know, they have an explosive offense, and, you know, they got good players everywhere on that team. So we went in, and we kind of forgot about the score and just tried to put the helmets on and go out and do work. So that's how we did it. In the fourth quarter, I looked at him like – were you in the end zone after that punt return? He goes, yeah, I had to go see my guy. And I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
Minitron.
Travel far kind of guy on the bye week. I did it once, and I didn't like it. I mean, if anything, I might go to New York and see Bill Simmons
again. So. Reintroduce yourself.
Yeah, hey,
and have
Bill,
him
how you doing, buddy?
You remember me?
Yeah, Willie. Hey, Willie. No, I don't like to get into playing because it's not enough time. We only probably get like 3 days, and it's a hassle. I like to just be able to chill and not have
the worry of coming in late and having to call Bill and say, listen, by the way, there's a big storm coming in, and
exactly.
I can't catch my flight.
That's like my
biggest, you would be
that's
that
like
guy.
My biggest fear. I can't
you
sleep.
You couldn't have a good time.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not worth it, and, you know, it's still the middle of the season. It was good to see him.
Your dog.
Yeah. I enjoyed having to leave as a teammate, and, you know, it was definitely a little weird to see him on the other sideline. But, you know, it was work, so, you know, we got to talk a little bit here and there, but, you know, I was trying to smash his head in every time I could.